Aloha, this is Wayne Cordero with the Word for the Week. We will be finishing the book of Ezekiel all the way from 42 to 48. Now, by the way, one of the things you'll find in Ezekiel is that sometimes God gets extremely specific. For example, the measuring of the temple, X amount of cubits wide by this many cubits tall, everything is in its place. And you wonder why. Then you'll find out that the sacrificial offerings have to be done exactly as God says it should be done. And there's an order, there's a regimen, there's step-by-step process. Why? Because God is teaching the children of Israel something that they had a hard time with, and that is obedience. He didn't want them just to build it ad hoc. It wasn't just an add-on, a temple, whichever way you want to build it. It was actually one that was designed specifically by God. The other thing is that God may have known that in the future, the temple would need to be rebuilt. And because of Ezekiel and some other places in the scriptures where the temple is written in blueprint form exactly as it should be built, the people would be able to rebuild the temple exactly as it was, to restore it, to renew it, because it was actually in the scripture. But you will see often that God is interested in specific points of obedience. Not just an overall direction, a day-by-day, moment-by-moment walk of closeness with Him. So, you'll see some of the specifics, but it just tells you the kind of God that we serve. If you look at the human anatomy, there is a huge amount of complex organization down to the smallest molecule. And we're glad that God is the Lord of the smallest molecule as well as the largest planet. You'll go through Ezekiel and you'll find more vision. And then we'll also backtrack to Daniel, chapter 5 through chapter 12, the end of Daniel. And that comes to the end of the kingdom of the Medes and the Persians. And now, a sneak peek into Ezra chapter 1, because there is the beginning of the return. Under Cyrus the Great, he makes a proclamation that all the Jews can now return. 70 years later, after the captivity, the proclamation of Cyrus is given. And the return slowly begins. Everything is about to be restored. Nehemiah is about to go down rebuilding the walls, Ezra, the temple, and you'll see a wonderful renewal starting to take place. So we're turning the corner. Then we'll finish up the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 22 is the final, which ends with a beautiful picture of the throne of God. And then we're going into the king who is on the throne of God, Jesus Christ, written by Dr. Luke himself, written in a very orderly manner. He lays out the life of Christ, the book of Luke. Oh, we'll love this as we begin to look forward to the season of Christmas. So as we prepare for that, we're going to take a look at the life of Christ. Well, have a wonderful week in devotions. I sure will be. I'll be doing them with you. So wherever you are in the world, know that there's a bunch of us studying the Word of God together.